National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much and welcome, show. Great program planned for you today. I hope you can stick around for the entire hour as we tackle some subjects that I think will be quite interesting to you. Over this past weekend, I was watching a documentary, by the way, on O.J. Simpson and the trial and all the tribulations and how he, I don't want to say miraculously, because you would never call that a miracle, but I guess to him it was, got out. And FX has done The People versus O.J. There's been a lot of programs on television. I've been glued to them. And I saw this article, how O.J. Simpson and Lance Armstrong protected their millions. And it caught my attention. Because O.J. still has about $4 million in the bank, despite the fact that he went to a civil trial and lost a judgment of $33 million. Lance Armstrong has his own problems, but I start today with quite an interesting white paper by Nationwide, is on your side. If it's greed, it leads. Well, I'm leading with it, so sit back. Relax, it's the Ray program beginning this hour of Money Power as we say hi to Jimmy Stewart. Hello, Jim.
You know, every time I hear Steve Allendorf talk, I'm amazed. I mean, it's just, how can you not get involved in planning? Loans seem like such a simple thing, but they're not.
Loans, what he's talking about is another hour on this program. We have Steve on every week, Steve Allendorf, our loan financial planner, loanfinancialplanner.com. And it's fascinating because he doesn't talk loans. He and I conjure up financial planning discussions around financing. It's strategy for financing. And it just begs the question, why so many people take such a simplistic approach to debt and mortgages? Get out of debt. You know, pay off all your debt. Be mortgage free. And when you get into the meat of it with somebody like Steve, and I would say that I've had quite a bit of experience in that area as well as a financial planner, you come up with strategies that are really, I mean, it blows your mind how much money, more money you could end up with in the long run by just taking simple steps to deal with your own debt financing. It's incredible stuff, you're right. But as I said, we start with this white paper. If it's greed, it leads, the emotional influence of news headlines on investors and the consequences of emotional investor behavior. Now, as many of you know, I have spent many years in the business, and I've studied the whole behavior finance thing, and it's always fascinated me. So whenever I see an article that talks about behavioral finance, I want to read it. In reading this white paper I found that there was some pretty compelling stuff in it that I'll share with you. For example, quote from the summary, individual investors today are fortunate to have vast oceans of information at their fingertips. Thanks to the rapid development of communications, technology, and the internet, information is easily available, often with just a few clicks or the swipe of a thumb. News of transformative market events arrives in real time, 24 hours a day. We've seen this with Jim Cramer's program on CNBC, where he has actually moved the markets temporarily. But we've also found out that people as smart as Jim may move the markets, but his actual picks, he's only about 50-50, in fact, a little bit less than 50% right, which if you flip a quarter, you too might have a successful talk show someday picking stocks. But they go on to quote from data from Morningstar and Dalbar, the QIAB study from Dalbar. Annualized performances, 1995 through 2014. The average investor earned 2.5%. That's it. While investment-grade corporate bonds earned 5.8%, long-term U.S. Treasury bonds 7%, and the S&P 500, 8.2%. Now, by historical standards, that was way over performance for the bond market, especially the long bond market, and underperformance for the stock market during that period of time. Because during, 1995 to about 2011, interest rates had been on the decline. And therefore, when interest rates are declining, bonds perform spectacularly well, in particular if they are very long in duration. Just the opposite exists, however, when interest rates are moving up, and some seem to think that the next 30 years will be a different story for bonds. But that's fascinating to start with. He goes on to say the traditional financial market publications, like the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times and others, have been in existence as long as the trading markets themselves, covering news from the major trading centers since the 1880s. The audience for these media outlets was primarily market traders, asset managers, and wealthy investors. It wasn't consumers back then. There weren't Cramer shows telling you how he can make you real money if you just follow his advice. And then small investors tuning in to find, you know, a stock or two pick that Jim thinks is a good one. And then they go out on their discount brokerage account and buy that stock, pay $7 for the trade, and then trade that stock. Remember, those investors, you and me, earned on average 2.5% per year for 20 years, ending 2014, according to the Dalbar study. Competition on the financial news beat spread with the launch of CNBC on cable in 1989. And that's when it all began. And then, of course, there was E-Trade and online trading and a variety of devices that one could use to trade on. Now, your iPhone, your Droid, or whatever, you can trade stock till you're blue in the face all day long. And then, of course, there are algorithms that trade stock, et cetera, et cetera. The white paper goes on. For many of the broadcasters and publishers of financial news and information, their purpose is not to inform investors, but to attract them. Understand that we in the TV business and the radio business would not be in business were it not for advertisers that keep us on the air. Make no mistake about it. Doesn't mean it's bad. Doesn't mean that advertising is bad. Thank God for it, because Stewart has a job because of that. Because advertisers will advertise on a program like this, and if they won't advertise, then not very many of these programs would exist. So you just have to keep that in perspective. Their business models are driven by ratings and click-throughs. The more viewers or subscribers they have, the more attractive their media platforms are to advertisers. And for the financial media platform, nothing attracts individual investors more than bad news. Okay, wait a minute. Have you ever wondered why all these headlines I read to you about David Stockman thinks the market's going to crash by the middle of next month, and how James Rickards and all these headlines talking about doom and gloom and Armageddon? Why? Because investors eat it up. They dig it. And that's because what we've learned in behavioral finance, I believe from Hahnemann, but I could be wrong on that, is that the pain associated with losing money is twice that of the elation that you gain by winning in the market. And when we talk about the consuming public, they are so afraid, they want to hear those dismal headlines, and worse yet, they want to make investment decisions as a result of that, which explains also why the individual investor performance has been so dismal. We'll finish on this thought when we return right after this.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Well, folks, before I get back to the white paper, if it's greed, it leads by Nationwide. Life has been very good to me because somehow or another, I caught wind of the VTech telephone system. Look at that thing. Stuart's got it in front of him right now. That is one handsome phone set, and we have one here at the Ray Lucia Show. It's got an auto attendant for each line. If you're a small business and you haven't explored the VTech system, you're like nuts. You're nuts. Look at how beautiful that is. A digital answering machine with mailboxes for every single extension. Full duplex speaker phones, music on hold, power failure operation, six-party conferencing. And you don't even need to be a techie dude like Stuart to figure this out. You simply plug in the phone line, and it takes, what, four lines, and you can move the phone anywhere you want. It's pretty incredible. VTech. And they are making terrific deals for you if you call them and tell them that we sent you there. Actually, it's really best to go to their website and check them out. VTechPhones.com. VTechPhones.com. The main console with the option of expandable cordless desktops, cordless accessory handsets, cordless headsets and speakerphones, gives you the ability to grow your business and your phone system along with it. So do what we do right here. Go to www.vtechphones.com. If nothing else, even if you're not handsome, Jim, the phone is one handsome phone.
You know, and we say it's for small business, but I use one of these at home because I have my home line coming into it, I have my business line coming into it, and I had another two business lines coming in. So it's... You know, when you talk about small business, it could be in your home.
There you go. www.vtechphones.com. All right, back to the white paper, If It's Greed, It Leads. And this is all about human behavior and the stock market. They claim this, and I believe it to be 100% true. Individual investors get caught in this vicious cycle. News headlines drive investor emotions, which drive individuals to make irrational investment decisions. I will add that every money manager I know has CNBC or Bloomberg or Fox or all three screens going at the same time, and they're listening and multitasking and trying to looking at the ticker tape and making investment decisions in a lot of respects, not only on their own research, but many of them follow the herds. Yeah, trust me on that. Money managers do the same thing that individuals do. Not all of them, but many of them do. And what happens is poor performance. Simple as that. Market timing, of course, has much to do with an individual's success or failure rate. Same is true with money managers. For example, the average holding period for a stock traded on the New York Stock Exchange is 1.9 years. Now, let me ask you a question. If you're going to go out and buy a business, That's what the market is. Those are real businesses. Would your intention to be to flip that business in 1.9 years? I mean, yes, I know there are these flipping shows, real estate shows on television. And for every one successful flipper, there's probably 1,000 or 2,000 or 500,000 of individuals that are unsuccessful in flipping. The average length of the market cycle is 4.7 years. So if markets go through cycles, 4.7 years, this one, by the way, is what, 8-9 years? We've gone double the market cycle, and the average holding period for a stock, 1.9 years. So the risk is there. And I already mentioned that if you just bought and held, you would be fine. Now, one of the things that we have discussed on this program before is how the markets are extremely volatile. We haven't experienced a lot of volatility lately, but when you look historically, markets are extremely volatile. And if you miss the 10 best days or the 20, 30 best days, so this white paper actually articulated how much of a loss you would incur if you missed a certain number of days from January 1995 through February 2016, the 20-year period ending just basically a month or so ago. You invested $10,000. You were fully invested in the market during that time period. $10,000 is worth $40,000 and change. So you got a grand slam, a four-bagger. Missed 10 days. Over 20 years, your $40,000 is now cut in half to $20,000. 10 days was representative of 50% of what you gained over a 20-year period. Miss 20 days, one day a year for 20 years. Your $40,000 is now down to $12,500. And $58, a 69% loss. Miss 30 days, you're down to $8,300, a 79% loss. Miss 40 days, you're down to $5,600, an 86% loss. Miss 50 days, it's a 90% loss. You're down to $3,939. And miss 60 days, 3 days a year, of the best days for 20 years, you're down to $2,811, a 93% loss. You started with 10 grand, you got 2,800 left over. Now, I get the fact that you're not going to miss 40, 50, 60 of the best days, but you could miss a few. You, I mean, easily miss 10, couldn't you? Over 20 years. And the point of this is if you're investing based on emotion, and if your nose is glued to the whatever it is that you're looking at, your iPhone, the ticker tape, CNBC, whatever, if you're glued to the screen and you're listening to what those people have to say and then acting upon it, your investment returns will self-implode. So the moral of the story is be your own man or woman as an investor, or better yet, hire a true professional that is not trading your account, but rather working on Advisor Alpha, the Advisor Alpha that we've talked about a lot over the last few years. We'll be back. Don't go away. This is the Ray Lucia Program.
I'm getting closer to owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
You know, if you're paying close attention to the investment news on CNBC or watching the markets, Yahoo Finance, Google, all the different websites, the blogs, I mean, literally tens of thousands of articles written almost on a daily basis. I know I read bunches of them every day to prepare for this show. And everybody's got an opinion. And many of the opinions are well-founded and smart people giving them. But if you make your investment decisions based on emotion, you will most likely get burned. The probability of negative returns is very, very high. In fact, almost 50-50 on a daily basis. 45% of the time, the markets are going negative. 45%. So that means on a daily basis, every other day, you have this depression that could cause you to make a move that is not in your best interest. And by the way, it works both ways. Because if you have this elation, you may be buying into a market that cannot sustain the upward momentum of the market. We've seen a lot of that with Donald Trump. Here's the problem. You don't know how long it will continue. We've already doubled almost the average length of a bull market. Over the next 18 months, I think in 18 months or so, the bull market that we're in right now will have become the longest bull market in history. Pay close attention to this stuff and emotionally make decisions based on that. You're basically screwing yourself. Sorry. Monthly negative S&P returns, 41% of the time. Quarterly, 38% of the time. Yearly, 32% of the time. 3 years, 23% of the time. 5 years, 21% of the time. Over 10 years, only 12% of the time. And over 20 years, just 3% of the time. That's the index. When you add dividends back in, you will know that there hasn't been a 20-year period where the S&P 500 hasn't produced a positive return inclusive of accounting for inflation, according to the Ibbotson data that I have referenced on more than one occasion. So this tells you that, A, you have to be a patient investor, and B, you have to be a non-emotional investor. Okay, changing gears. Earlier, Jim, I teased this story by Martin Walsh, how O.J. Simpson and Lance Armstrong protected their millions. Well, O.J., I think O.J.'s case is easier for people to understand. The juicing thing with Armstrong, and I don't know as much about what he did, but I do know because I used to be a member of the National Football League Financial Planners Association, and I know they have a defined benefit plan, and I have worked through that plan for one or more of my former associations with professional athletes, which weren't many, and I think I only stayed in that organization for 2 years because I found it to be a waste of my time. That's a whole other topic. But O.J. Simpson, everybody knows O.J. Of course, he's doing time now, but he beat the rap, you know. If the glove fits, you must acquit. We all watched it, glued. And by the way, it pretty much launched a lot of these cable networks, for sure. Nonetheless, O.J. has a $4 million, according to this article, defined benefit plan. And despite the fact that he's got a $33 million judgment against him to the Goldman family and the Browns for the murders of their children, etc., they're never going to see a penny of it because OJ's money is sheltered in a defined benefit plan. So I thought that I would review the asset protection benefits of retirement accounts Because a lot of people don't realize that their assets are protected in a retirement account. Currently, as the article suggests, personal retirement accounts held in an employer-sponsored 401k plan are protected in an unlimited dollar amount against creditors in bankruptcy proceedings. So if you have to go bankrupt for whatever reason, whether it be medical or business loss or whatever, the money you have in a 401k plan is, for the most part, protected. In the event, they go on, that a participant switches jobs, he or she can simply roll over their existing 401k balance to the new company retirement plan and keep the same asset protection. Now, we all know that when you retire, you have two options. You can roll your money into an IRA, or you can leave the money in the 401k. Now, let me go through those two options, all right? And I'll read this from this article so I don't get any of it wrong, because some of this is legal in nature. I'm not a lawyer, okay? So here's what they say. First, most employers can have their 401k investments remain in the existing plan and thereby receive the same 100% protection from creditors. The second alternative is for employees to transfer the 401k balance into a rollover IRA. If this rollover IRA holds assets only, keyword, from an employer-sponsored plan, and it is not commingled, keyword, with personal contributions to the same IRA, the protection from creditors is also unlimited. So if you've got a big IRA, or excuse me, a big 401k, or multiple 401ks and IRAs, and you're going to roll money from your 401k, don't commingle it with monies that you put into an IRA from your personal account. Here's what they say. However, the level of protection from creditors is much different for the other two types of IRA accounts. One, IRAs that are comprised of only traditional IRA contributions, and two, IRAs that are comprised of both rollovers from an employer plan and assets from personal IRA contributions, namely the commingled type. A 2005 law determined that assets in these two types of accounts would be protected at the maximum rate of $1 million. Now, that has subsequently been adjusted for inflation, so the number today is $1,245,000. Anything over that in a commingled IRA is not protected from the claims of creditors. They go on. Investors understandably like to simplify their financial lives by having fewer versus more accounts. But folks, caution needs to be exercised here. Now, I know I'm talking to the rich people for just a second. Maybe you're a doctor. Maybe you're a business owner. Maybe you had a defined benefit plan and you rolled that defined benefit plan into an IRA that's commingled with your personal accounts and it's $2 million. You got trouble in River City on near $800,000 of that. So what can you do? Roll it back into a 401k plan. 401k plans are protected from bankruptcy court, and they're protected from the claims of creditors. IRA rollovers that come strictly from a 401k and are not commingled with other IRA, personal IRA money, are also protected unlimitedly, bigly, as someone we all know says. But when you get into personal IRA accounts, as of today, about $1.25 million is protected. Anything over that is not. And you have to be concerned not only about bankruptcy, because that's a biggie. And by the way, You lie to a bankruptcy court, you go to prison. Ask that housewife of New Jersey. Forget her name now, the dark-haired one and her husband. They lied to a bankruptcy court about something or another. And both of them were doing hard time. Both of them. But the other legal liability is a lawsuit. You could get sued for not having enough insurance. You get in a car wreck or your kids do or whatever. You need to make sure you have a ton of insurance and make sure that your monies that are in 401ks, if you roll into an IRA, exclusively roll that money to an exclusive IRA that's not commingled with personal accounts. Emails are next right here on the Ray Lucia Show.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
How old are you?
25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Well, OJ's all right now, I guess, as he sits in prison. Oh, man. He got off literally with murder. And then, I don't know, he's so stupid. He went in that hotel room. Remember that? And, you know, why didn't you just go crawl in a hole, OJ, and have a blast with the $4 million you had sheltered in your defined benefit plan and not worry about some chin strap or whatever somebody stole from you, supposedly? And then you go in there with guys packing heat and all, and you expect a judge to be lenient? Everybody in the world knew you were guilty of sin. Yeah. Anyway, hopefully those, you know, physicians, if you own your own company, your business, very important that you understand the rules on 401k plans and asset protection. It's one of the foolproof, bulletproof ways for you to preserve your assets. Now, what we've learned is it gets a little dicier, if you will, after you die with the beneficiary, because there's also been a ruling on that, that these, you know, IRAs in particular are not retirement accounts to the beneficiary. And they can, in fact, potentially be attached. So, you know, take your money out, make a gift, and start building up assets in a different way. Anyway, there is some strategy there. Talk to your advisor and your legal team about it. Okay, time for some emails. Hit it, boys. Oh, yes, the RH factor. RH, what is that? Is that guy's?
It's the first and last name, but I wasn't sure which one was the first name or the last name, so I just used the initials.
Well, some people have two first names, right? Or two last names.
Yeah.
RH, how does a retiree grow money in a mega IRA? I have a few IRAs, would like to roll over in portfolio. Have annuity that matures in year. How do you roll over to IRA over 70 and a half? He speaks like Tonto here. Come on. Am I going to get in trouble for that? Sorry about that. And it's all in capital letters on my sheet. Did you guys put it in capital letters on the screen?
That's how it came in.
Just came in?
This is straight.
Folks, that's what we do here. This is the way they come in. I read them the way they are. I don't know if he's asking about the mega backdoor Roth that I covered a few weeks ago. If you're 70 and a half, it's too late for that. Because the mega backdoor Roth, you would have done while you were still working, unless you're still working and you have a 401k plan and you make a bunch of money. So I don't really get the question. How does a retiree grow money in a mega IRA?
Like a stretch.
The only thing you can do is convert traditional IRAs to a Roth if you want it to be a Roth. This whole idea of a stretch IRA that Jim Stewart just brought up is sort of a misnomer, because every IRA is potentially a stretch IRA, meaning that if you name a beneficiary, that beneficiary has the ability
to take the money out, if it's an inherited IRA, over their life expectancy, a stretch IRA. So as long as you name a beneficiary, that would work. We've got another question on Roth, so I'll move on. But RH, email me back and give me more information on what you mean by growing money in a mega IRA. If it's a mega Roth IRA, remember when we talked about that, that's where you overfund with post-tax dollars your 401k plan. And then when you terminate employment, you can take those post-tax dollars and directly roll them into a Roth, which you cannot necessarily do without blending in a non-deductible IRA. So you can get to a mega Roth IRA by putting up to the maximum if your employer allows you, which could mean $20,000, $30,000 of additional contributions into a post-tax account that's in your 401k that rolls out into a Roth. That's probably what he's talking about, but if you're not working, can't do it. Carl, I have several IRAs and I am divorced. I want to name my minor children as beneficiaries of the IRAs. What happens if I die while they are still minors? There's going to be a guardian appointed. If you don't have a will or a living trust, the state's going to come in and appoint a guardian, someone to watch over those children for you, probably a relative, I would think, until they are of the age of majority, which is usually 18. My recommendation here, and I rarely recommend this, I always like naming an individual as the beneficiary, but when it comes to minor kids, I prefer a trust and a trustee watching over the money and doling it out to them as you see fit, based on the language you put in the trust, whatever the criteria is. If it's a big IRA, maybe you don't give it all to them at 18 years of age. How many 18-year-olds are responsible with anything, including money? So I remember going through this stuff, and we had a very sophisticated, now my kids are old enough to where I take the money and run. But there was a time where they would get so much at 25 and so much at 30 and so much at 35, and then I think I said, fine. Do I have time to do Wendy here? Wendy, I understand with my Roth IRA, there are no required minimum distribution withdrawal requirements. Do my beneficiaries have to take RMDs from their inherited Roth IRAs? Yes. Unless your beneficiary is a spouse, spouses do not, because they can roll them to their own IRA. But if it's a child, if it's a cousin, if it's an uncle, an aunt, whatever, any non-spousal beneficiary must take the required minimum distributions from a Roth. This is an important thing because a lot of people, especially if they got an IRA out of Clear Blue as an inheritance, will cash that baby in. That would be a mistake unless you're destitute for the money, because the required minimum distribution is a minuscule amount, and the rest of the money, the growth, will continue to grow in that IRA tax-free, and usually the IRA will grow at a faster clip than the required minimum distribution, so you continue to grow tax-free assets. Now, the next beneficiary down the road, they get the lump sum. Whatever's left over is what they get. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tell your friends about the show. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Talk Radio,